This hour brought to you by LibertyOnCall.org. Take back your independence, control, and make your own healthcare decisions. LibertyOnCall.org. Together, we are one.
Free to join us here. You can comment on gun control proposals, which the New York Times has been advocating for right on their front page. You can also talk about the millennials, which we're getting into here. We discussed in the last hour, are going to continue discussing this hour, about millennials apparently testing very poorly compared to the rest of the world, and also comparing millennials to other age demographics as well. Mark, you've got that story. We're going to continue with it. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And I've got a related piece on millennials in America and how they are not necessarily a fan of the idea of freedom of speech. Obviously, we're talking generally. There are clearly exceptions. A lot of millennials do understand what freedom of speech is, but we're just looking at the numbers here. Let's go to your calls and thoughts, though. First, Jake is in Connecticut. You're on the Amp Lines on Free Talk Live. Hey, Jake.
Afternoon or evening, gentlemen.
Hey there. Go ahead.
Hi. So about the millennials, I believe that the solution is pretty simple. And that I'm not sure if it's the same study, but it's a similar study. They found that American millennials were more confident than any other population when we gave the answer, but also more likely to be wrong. So it's pretty obvious that it's the self-esteem that is taught in our schools that really does a lot of harm. Tom Woods just did an episode about it, I think like 2 weeks ago, with a psychiatrist who talked about how damaging self-esteem is to actual learning and productivity. So
Run that by me again. I just want to make sure I understand.
The way I see it is I'm a millennial myself, and in schools, millennials and people are just taught to be to value their own self-esteem. And when we were taking these tests, the answer is American millennials were more confident that they were right and more likely to be wrong than any other population.
Confident they were right and more likely they were wrong. All right. Yeah, that's a really bad combination. Confidence and stupidity hand in hand will take you down the road to destruction. Is all you need is anger tossed in, and you're really in bad shape.
Absolutely. And, I mean, as a millennial myself, I was homeschooled, so I was lucky enough to be told that I sucked when I sucked, and I think it worked pretty well. But
what do you think about the why do you think it is? Ian's asked a question here, and I think that it has some value to it. There's government. These kids that are kicking American kids' butts are educated in socialized government schools too. You know, why is it that these socialized government schools in these other countries are kicking the butts of the socialized government schools in this country?
Do they not have the same self-esteem curriculum? Because I think that's an interesting point that that Jake is making here. Is that one of the differences? Not that you would know.
Well, I know in Japan, I mean, kids are told that they're terrible if they're not getting straight A's and getting into the top university. So I doubt self-esteem is very high on their curriculum.
So what you mean by that is not just the self-esteem, because self-esteem is not necessarily inherently a bad thing, right? Like, you know, being confident and believing in yourself or whatever, believing that you're good, etc. But the idea being that in Japan there's this expectation of success, whereas in the United States maybe it's more of like, oh, well, you did your best, you know, like, oh, there's no failure. Right? That, oh, well, we're going to give you an award anyway. Everyone gets an award. That kind of thing. Is that really self-esteem, or is it just like
delusional thinking?
Yeah, that's, I think, a better description.
Well, from what this doctor was, this psychiatrist was saying on Tom Woods' show, was that self-esteem is bad because when you fail and do badly, you believe that it's your own fault and that you're a terrible person because you failed in this one thing, instead of rationally looking at each individual activity as a success or failure and not basing your entire psyche on it. And I'm no psychiatrist, but and I'm just paraphrasing what he said. But honestly, I really was affected by that show. I thought it was a lot of great information and a really interesting way of looking at your life.
Yeah, failure's no particular joy for anyone, but ultimately you can't succeed until you have failed. You don't even understand success until failure.
Yeah, that's true.
You know, you're not destined as a human being to only do, you know, one thing particularly well, and you just fall into that thing and you do it over and over again, you know, because you're Mozart or something. It's ridiculous. We all fail and at the things that we love doing until we get better at them. Hopefully, you continue to fail into the future to the point that you're able to grow, grow and grow and grow. It's only when you begin succeeding that you cease to get better.
Jake, good call, man. I appreciate your insights here, because that's exactly what I was looking for. Thanks for the call tonight. Somebody who's, you know, been through this, because, Mark, when you and I went to school, it probably wasn't the same. You know, you're in your early 40s, I'm in my mid-30s, and I'm sort of on the very edge of millennial versus Gen X. You are in the Gen X category. And, you know, we went to school in the 80s and me the 90s, so 80s and 90s, I think, for both of us. And it was a different world back then. I imagine, you know, even though they were government schools, the curriculum was somewhat...
I wasn't always in a government school. I went to private schools, too.
I was at a government school. You know, I would imagine the curriculum was different back then. I vaguely recall self-esteem being taught, but I don't recall having the sort of everyone's a winner kind
of. I don't think I was ever presented with that. I can tell you one thing that happened in, I think it was second or third grade. They had these reading classes, and they were named after Indians. Perhaps this is not politically correct these days, but we were the sort of middle of the road. The low end was the Cherokees. You weren't supposed to say third-rate readers. They had the Cherokee group, they had the Apache group, and they had the Crows. And I was in the Apache group, was the second grade. And I was apparently, according to the teacher, said to my mother later, just on the line, she decided to put me into this, you know, to help the group kind of drag them up with, as far as the readers. So I was like the worst good reader or the best Midland reader, if that makes any sense.
Yeah, I gotcha.
And it just irked the heck out of me. And I remember the second or third day.
You didn't make the top pack.
Yeah, really did. And the second or third day, the Crows, you can hear it, you can hear it for the last decade, me bugging you about being in the smart kid school that was in basically the same area where I went to school. I didn't go to the smart kid school. But anyway, the Crow kids, well, you call kids crows, and they're going to make crow noises and flap their wings when they go to their reading group, right? So they're making crow noises, and it's just here. I'm like, oh, I'm going to kill you, Roy Klosner. Roy's a doctor, by the way, and I'm an acclaimed doctor at the University of Florida these days.
So that gave you that higher tier that you aspired towards, as opposed to just putting everybody on the same level and saying, you guys are all the best, all of you, that kind of thing.
Yeah, I think ultimately the plan failed, and she scrapped it after a few lessons, but it sort of let me know where I was in the group, so I tried harder.
I've got the Wikipedia article open on self-esteem just to kind of refresh on exactly what it, you know, can be defined as here. In sociology and psychology, self-esteem reflects a person's overall subjective emotional evaluation of his or her own worth. It's a judgment of oneself as well as an attitude toward the self. Self-esteem encompasses beliefs like I'm competent, I am worthy, and emotions such as triumph, despair, pride, and shame. Smith and Mackey defined it by saying, quote, the self-concept is what we think about the self. Self-esteem is the positive or negative evaluations of the self, as in how we feel about it. Self-esteem is attractive as a social psychological construct because researchers have conceptualized it as an influential predictor of certain outcomes, such as academic achievement, happiness, satisfaction in marriage and relationships, and criminal behavior. Self-esteem can apply specifically to a particular dimension. For example, I believe I'm a good writer and feel happy about that. Or a global extent. For example, I believe I'm a bad person and feel bad about myself in general. So I think that, you know, self-esteem on its own isn't a bad thing. I, in fact, am in favor of people thinking positively and believing good things about themselves. Like, self-negative talk is, in my opinion, one of the most detrimental things that you can do to yourself.
Sure.
To say things like, I suck, I'm stupid, I can't learn things, or, you know, whatever other down talk that people do talk
right.
about.
Argue for your limitations and you will get them.
Yeah, right.
But I just don't think that they're very good in school. They just haven't really got it down. They're much better at deluding the kids than they are at sort of teaching them positive, positive self-worth.
Right. Yeah, it's one thing to say that I'm a good person. It's another thing to say that I'm the smartest person in the world, right? You don't want to be delusional with your self-esteem. But if they're not grounded in reality to some extent, then I can see how they could get lost in that. And if the school system is encouraging that sort of lost, that lack of grounding, nothing to reach for, no goals to set, 855-450-FREE, that'd be a danger.
Have you become a slave to big tobacco? Have they taken away your money, your health, and even your freedom, forcing you to stand out in the cold this winter? There's an alternative. With the help of Jimmy the Juice Man and GiantVapes.com, for less than the cost of a carton of cigarettes, you can make the switch to electronic cigarettes and take back your freedom. At GiantVapes.com, you'll find a selection of high-quality, reasonably priced electronic cigarette hardware kits to get you started, and a selection of delicious, premium-flavored liquid refills from the award-winning Jimmy the Juice Man brand. These aren't the junk you find at your local gas station. Use the coupon code FTL10 for 10% off your first order of hardware and Jimmy the Juice Man brand liquid at GiantVapes.com, where you will always get free guaranteed same-day shipping. Break free of the chains of sin taxes and big tobacco. Free same-day shipping and 10% off from GiantVapes.com. Giant, VAPES.com with coupon code FTL10.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and bad tweets can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? Reputation.com can protect your good name. Get a free consultation now at 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from Reputation.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771.
As the cold and flu season approaches, Silver Lungs is ready to help you and your family through the toughest of the year by supporting your immune system and overall health. From our best-selling colloidal silver generating system to our entire line of silver-based skin gels, nasal sprays, soaps, and silver solutions, Silver Solutions remain one of nature's most powerful and least expensive antibacterial agents. Now you can produce your own for pennies a day in the comfort of your home using the breakthrough technology of the Silver Lungs Generator. Learn more today at www.silverlungs.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Kids today. Well, I guess millennials. Young people today. They're not kids anymore. But they are apparently scoring not so great compared to their contemporaries around the rest of the globe in 21, 22 other countries. Mark, you've got the statistics, the details on that. We're going to continue with that discussion, but I also want to let you know that to protect yourself online, you should be encrypting your internet connection with ProXPN. They will actually encrypt your data connection so your internet service provider won't know what you're doing online. Go to proxpn.com. And you can get started there for Windows, Mac, iOS, Android, Linux, whatever operating system you're on. ProXPN can help you. ProXPN does not keep logs of your activities whatsoever. And we did learn recently, though, that ProXPN does not encrypt DNS requests. So you do need to keep that in mind when using this. That would require them to run, I guess, their own DNS servers, and that's not something that they do, I guess, at this time, is our understanding. So if you want to get your DNS requests out from your current internet service provider, the DNS is like the lookup service for websites. When you go to freetalklive.com, DNS is where you send a request out. Your computer sends a request to the DNS server that your internet service provider provides, and then they return the IP address of that website, and then your computer goes to that site. So if you want to prevent that from happening and you're using ProXPN, you can just change your DNS settings to, you can change them to like Google DNS or OpenDNS or some other alternative to get that away from your internet service provider as well. So there are ways for you to protect yourself there as well. ProXPN.com, use code FTL50, that's code FTL50, like Free Talk Live, and 50 as in 50% off the regular monthly price for the lifetime of the annual accounts at proxpn.com. Use the internet the way it was meant to be used. Let's go to your calls and thoughts, though. Ralph is in New Jersey. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Ralph.
Yeah, let me continue on talking about the Black Lives Matter. And there's a question that I really like to ask at this point in time, considering that, you know, the state of Black America can be described in two words: desperation and dire. And what is Obama doing to address that? And that
where's Black America?
Excuse me?
Where is Black America?
Anywhere you know, Detroit could be that, okay? Washington, D.C. could be that. Philadelphia, Newark, you know.
Is every Black American part of Black America?
Are they part of America? They supposedly, you know, have a stake in this country, but they feel alienated about, you know, some issues that...
Every Black American feels alienated?
It's going on right now, as we see the spectacle going on with, you know, Yale University.
Ralph, aren't you from the Philippines or something like that?
Yes.
Are all people from the Philippines the same?
I don't think they are.
Okay, why do you treat Black people like they are?
I don't treat Black people the same. Okay, of course I.
Okay, well then stop talking about them like they are this one group that all has the same beliefs and concerns and problems.
They are the one who self-identify themselves as that. What do you think of the term African?
How do you suppose they go about stopping self-identifying themselves with Black?
Answer the question. Where does the term African American comes from? Where?
I don't have any idea where it comes
from. Someone in America came out.
Somebody was scared of saying Black. That's why. Because it has a hard K sound, I think.
Let me say this, okay? Obviously, it does not matter to Obama, Black lives, okay? The fact that, you know...
I'll give you that. He doesn't care about anybody.
Okay.
Except maybe his own family.
But the fact that he does not address the plight of blacks in this country right now, Black lives does not matter to Obama. And my take about how Black lives matter is this: if they get their act together and get rid of the drug, get rid of the crime and the guns that's pouring into the neighborhood and in their midst, okay, then Black lives matter, okay? That's number one. Number two, they need to take responsibility for their own action. Okay? They really need to. Not pass the blame on someone else. Not
but shouldn't that be true of everybody, Ralph?
On you and your friend. What?
Shouldn't everyone be responsible for their own actions?
And they should be. Yes, absolutely. Everyone
so there's plenty of irresponsible whites, Filipinos, Mexicans. There's plenty of irresponsible people, right?
Lots of irresponsible people to work for the government, too.
Why don't we just talk about people being responsible or irresponsible? How about that? Why don't we talk about people who are being criminal or not?
Excuse me now?
I said, why don't we talk about people being irresponsible or not instead of grouping everyone into the color of their skin? You are obsessed with this. It is every single time you call this show. It's Black Lives This, Black Lives That, Obama This, Obama That.
What do you call idea and concept of group and identity politics? I don't want to fuck. I reject that whole thing altogether. Can't you understand that?
Oh, I believe you
I
want that.
I don't understand what you just said.
He says identity politics. He's saying that. I believe you want that. It's just when you talk about it over and over and over again, you sound obsessed. And obsessed people are dangerous.
Thanks, Ralph, for the call tonight. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. As we continue here, I think that, you know, all lives matter, and individuals are the ones who need to clean up their act. If there's a problem, individuals are the ones who need to be responsible for their choices.
Who else could be?
Yeah.
Who besides an individual, who besides the person committing the act, can possibly be responsible?
Well, government does like to transfer responsibility from one group to another.
They like very much to transfer it away from themselves. I was really thinking about that as they said it. You know, oftentimes we'll talk about particular social groups, and they'll say that, you know, what we need is more government programs in this area and that area. When you talk about government schools, the government has your kid about half of the waking hours already, and they still fail. They start getting your kid in pre-K programs. And they keep them through university. And what do they spit out? A bunch of incompetent boobs who
can't
take responsibility for themselves.
It's supposed to not be a school. It's supposed to be a home.
Right. This is you're quoting, you're paraphrasing at the very least, woman from Yale University when complaining about a free speech event to the dean.
It's really hard
on
to call that. It's really hard to call her a woman. I mean, she sounds like a crying baby.
No, there's enough incompetent adults not call somebody. You know, if responsibility and competency is the criteria by which we decide to call people men or women or ladies or gentlemen, then we will be calling nearly no one those terms.
And
you're going to have to hold yourself to that same criteria, and then every time you're responsible, you don't get to call yourself a man. So
you have more on the millennial study, is that right?
That's right.
All right, more on the millennials in America versus everyone else. 855-450-FREE, and you're welcome to share your thoughts here on the Live Sunday edition. This is Free Talk Live.
A lot of people's lives and bodies are out of balance. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops optimize pH level and get rid of harmful waste and acid. Just a few drops in water restores vibrance and energy and gets you back in balance. Now order 2 bottles and get $10 off your order. Sign up for monthly auto shipping and save 25%. Call 800-518-7615 or visit alkavision.com. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at alkavision.com.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Do you have relatives and friends that are convinced there is no need ever to prepare for any kind of emergency? Are these also folks you buy Christmas presents for? At 30dayfoodsupply.com, we can solve both of these problems at the same time. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010. We can ship your Christmas presents directly to them. Choose from our original $99 30-day food supply, our long-term storage vegan burger mixes, and other oatmeal, soups, porridges, beans, and granolas for everyday use. All products products are non-GMO, MSG-free, and vegetarian. Most are gluten, soy, and nut-free. Call 541-229-0010 today. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low, cutting out the middleman by buying directly from their producers in Oregon. Remember, only $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Visit the website 30dayfoodsupply.com. Call 541-229-0010. 30dayfoodsupply.com. 541-229-0010.
With a new year coming, it's time for a new way to look at weapon storage. Safes can't be accessed quickly, and racks are unsafe for children. Covert cabinets are the next level in home defense. They fit seamlessly into any home's decor, and they provide quick access to firearms while keeping them uniquely hidden. Covert cabinets, the ideal hidden storage solution. Custom made in the USA, covert cabinets are an elegant and practical alternative to the bulky and obvious storage systems of the past. Find out more at covertcabinets.com. That's covertcabinets.com.
Thousands of people seeking home security get ripped off every day, and the home security industry wants you to believe that's your only option. They've got hordes of salesmen out there trying to scare you into signing one of their long-term contracts. You get stuck writing huge checks month after month with no way out. It's robbery by contract, and it can cost you thousands. But there's a better way to protect your home. Simply Safe Home Security. Simply Safe has no contracts. None. You'll get award-winning 24/7 protection. Security professionals watching over your home, ready to instantly send police to the rescue. For just $14.99 per month. That's less than half what most companies charge. Protect your home the smart way. Visit SimplySafeDefense.com today for an exclusive 10% offer and get a free keychain remote worth $25. Only when you go to SimplySafeDefense.com. SimplySafeDefense.com.
Are you looking to sell body armor? Want to make extra money selling body armor at your local gun shows? With low minimum buys and great returns, KD Armor is the answer. Make money in your spare time. It's American-made body armor with the quickest turnaround in the industry, which means you get your product when you need it at very competitive rates. And they'll ship it to you for free. If you own a business, give them a call today at 855-488-KD. That's 855-488-2284. Or go to KDArmor.com. Come and take it.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. You're invited to join us here. The toll free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Your thoughts on the failure of American millennials, at least in the study that looked at their performance on a variety of subjects, I guess, in testing between American millennials and other millennials around the globe, as well as other age demographics.
Literacy, numeracy, and problem solving in a technology-rich environment. Those are the areas that were tested.
Got it.
The idea is...
And we've already looked at literacy so far, right?
Sure. I mean, as valuable as it is to say no music or history, those aren't the areas that are going to sort of advance one nation against another, if that makes sense. Literacy, numeracy, which is the ability to apply math to everyday situations, and problem solving in a technology-rich environment, those things, they have a better chance of predicting successes of nations, nation-states throughout the next couple of decades.
So what's next from the study?
Yep. So if the question you're asking yourself is maybe the older millennials, maybe they're a bunch of dum-dums and they're dragging down the younger millennials. Maybe that's really what's happening here. The younger millennials, they really understand problem solving in a technology-rich environment. Not so. The youngest segment of the U.S. Millennial cohort, that's the 16 to 24-year-olds, those are about as young as you can go and really test them, yep. Who could be in...
Well, right, because if you go younger, then the argument is, well, they haven't had enough time to learn.
Yep. The labor force, they'll be in the labor force potentially for the next 50 years. That is assuming they actually go out and get jobs, right? They may not, they just may decide, parents' house is fine and we'll rest our laurels and stay down here in the basement. But, ranked last in numeracity along with Italy and the bottom countries and other bottom countries in problem solving and a technology rich environment. In literacy, they scored higher than their peers in Italy and Spain, basically coming in second to last.
Hmm.
So there you go. Top scoring U.S. millennials, those in the 90th percentile. This is important because you'll say to yourself, look, just because the millennials apparently are a bunch of dum-dums, there's still a small segment of those millennials who are going to do really well. Top scoring millennials, those in the 90th percentile, scored lower than top scoring millennials in 15 of the 22 participating countries and only scored higher than their peers in Spain. So they scored, they tied second to last.
So the smartest Americans weren't so great when compared to the rest of the world.
The smartest other kids in other
countries. Smartest American millennials. Gotcha.
Yes. And well, let's say, well, at the very least, our slowpokes and dum-dums are better than their slowpokes and dum-dums. Nope. Low-scoring U.S. millennials, those in the 10th percentile, ranked last, along with Italy and England, Northern Ireland, and scored lower than millennials in 19 participating countries.
So across the board, smart, dumb, average millennial scoring lower than almost every other developed country.
U.S. Tied. The U.S. millennials tied for last among 22 developed nations. And I don't know what else to say about that. It doesn't look good. So here's the question I have for you, ladies and gentlemen. We all know, we can look at history and we can see that nations rise and nations fall. We know that they're born, the people, they claw their way to the top, and then at some point or another, they begin resting on their laurels, and that's it. They fall apart.
Mm.
Is that going to happen in my lifetime? Are we going to see the United States government crumbling because they can't produce? This is it. This is what they've got. Governments are human tax livestock farms. That's what they do. And they have to compete against other human tax livestock farms. Your human tax livestock farm, known as the United States of America, has the best military in the world. But other than that, they stink.
Well, the military doesn't produce anything but destruction.
They can go kill the other country's smart kids. That's ultimate. That is the ultimate power, right? Oh, you're smarter than me. You're faster than me. You're better with numbers than me, and you're better with technology. Bam! All right, get up from that. Bam, bam, bam. Okay, now get up.
But that's only if they didn't do a very good job at killing the people in Afghanistan. I mean, and those are people living in caves. So
they didn't try to wipe out the country.
Well, that's what I'm saying. The only way they'd be able to do that would be to nuke some other country, right? Like if they actually go in and try to take over or something like that, they're going to find that those smart kids are going to be pretty good at defending their country.
The United States hasn't lost a war against a nation in recent history. It's the peace that they lose because they go in and they attempt policing actions. So in Afghanistan, they weren't fighting Afghanistan. They were fighting the Taliban and they were fighting Al-Qaeda. And they, you know, they took over the country of Afghanistan. They put in their own puppet dictator. But they can't rule. You can't rule from afar. And that's something they've never gotten down. They couldn't do it in Korea. They couldn't do it in Vietnam. They couldn't do it in Afghanistan. They couldn't do it in Iraq. And they're never going to be able to do it. The United States people just love their team to go, yeah, go out there and kick that other team's butt. And then when they realize, holy crap, this is trillions of dollars it costs to rebuild a nation that we blew up for no particularly good reason. Well, that's a different story. Now, what I'm referring to here, this has to do with competition in the area of academics. And so I'm just telling people, straight up, I want to know, is this the end? Has the United States reached its pinnacle of power, its pinnacle of influence?
And God, I hope so.
Why do you want the United States government
to
go?
I want the U.S. government to completely dissolve.
What country do you want? What superpower do you want to take its place?
None. I wanted to devolve back to the power of the states, and then ultimately to the individual.
Okay, we're not talking about the United States landmass here. We're talking about the world. Okay, which superpower do you want to take the place of the United States?
I don't want any of that.
You don't think that that's going to happen? You don't think China and Russia are thinking about, sure, it would be great when the United States is gone?
It's none of my business.
Yeah, well,
and I won't have any say in it. So what does it matter what I have to say about that?
I'm just saying that there might be an issue there. One, you know, one power does.
I don't think Russia's going to invade New Hampshire. I don't think that's
probably not.
Yeah. So I'm not really worried about it.
They do have some areas that they're interested in. Certainly their military isn't as big as the United States is, but they've got some designs on some places.
All right. So, I mean, without getting deep into the rest of this, we've been comparing millennials to millennials.
That's it.
So they didn't give any comparisons between, like, the 65-year-old bracket or whatever?
No, this is about millennials.
I thought you said they interviewed or they did. Okay, so the report's not reporting on that, is what you're saying.
The report is long as it could possibly be.
Right.
This is an article
on
the report. I went and looked at the report to verify that this article isn't a bunch of bullcrap written by a place called BroBible.com.
I gotcha.
Other than that, I have no intention of poring over the numbers to see how our baby boomers do against their baby boomers.
Okay, I thought they were also might have compared the millennials versus the baby boomers, but... Not in this version of the
no. This is a comparison millennials in this country versus millennials in other countries, and I think it's really important. You know, Americans are all worried about you know, people coming across the southern border into this country, and they want to build a wall. You better not have a wall because you might want to get
it's
out
keep
of
you
here.
In.
Right?
Yeah.
You know, you can see what happens when places with big intrusive governments begin to crumble. We have Detroit to look at.
Mm.
And everybody left there because they have a wall around Detroit.
Right.
Where are you going to go? What are your plans? Because there's an inevitable fall to governments ever. And the United States is inevitably going to fall. Now, I'm not dancing around its grave. I like this particular tax animal, tax livestock farm better than most of them. Mm. This is the one I was born on. I understand it better than most. I get it. But I don't get to choose when the United States falls. I just know that it will. And so I'm wondering, where are you planning on going? What are you planning on doing? Do you think that this is an indication that it's not going to make it out of my lifetime? I wonder.
I'm planning on staying here in New Hampshire because I moved here as part of the Free State Project, which is a movement of what will hopefully be 20,000 liberty-minded people who will focus their efforts in this one place here in New Hampshire to make a more free place and hopefully, ultimately, to leave the United States and be independent. That's not part of the Free State Project's mission, but that's what I'd like to see. It's Free Talk Live. Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.
Are your kids spending too much time online? Are they gaming instead of doing homework? Are they on Facebook instead of sleeping? Turn their internet access on or off when you want for free at webcurfew.com. 100% web-based interface means nothing to download, install, or configure. Webcurfew is free and controls any device using your home network without slowing down your internet. Block all adult web content with the click of a button. Don't let the internet raise your kids. Take back control of how and when your home internet is used for free. Visit webcurfew.com.
Concerned about harmful contaminants in your water? Look to ProPure, the most trusted name in gravity water filtration systems. ProPure, with the silver-infused Pro-1 G2.0 filter, removes over 200 contaminants, including VOCs, heavy metals, chloramines, pesticides, pharmaceuticals, fluorides, and radiologicals. We don't just say it, we back it up. The Pro-1 G2.0 filter is NSF 42 certified and independently tested to meet NSF 53 and P231 standards. ProPure water, the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. Purchase with confidence in quality, performance, and customer service. Take advantage of our biggest holiday 25% off sale going on now. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com. Or call 800-544-3533. 800-544-3533.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day. But growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. Moments remain here, enough time for you. If you want to join us, the toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Joining you in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
And Mark.
And don't forget, you can join us online. Brand new, redesigned website over at freetalklive.com. Please stop in there and check it out. Also, if you support Free Talk Live and you want to help do to help us get on more radio stations, expand our satellite coverage, reach out to more internet listeners, then you can support the show for $5 a month or Bitcoin equivalent. Now, with the AMP program, it's amp.freetalklive.com. You get perks like access to the AMP-only call-in lines, AMP-only podcast, the AMP-only Facebook group, and more. Go to amp.freetalklive.com. Get signed up with Bitcoin or any major credit card through PayPal or Visa or MasterCard right there on the site. amp.freetalklive.com. More about millennials. Not only are they failing to match up with other millennials, that is, the American millennials are doing poorly in comparison to their peers around the globe, academically in different categories. Mark, you were telling us about that. There's this story from Fact Tank. This is PewResearch.org, the Pew survey folks. American millennials, they say, are far more likely than older generations in America to say the government should be able to prevent people from saying offensive statements about minority groups, according to a new analysis of Pew Research Center data on free speech and media across the globe. They asked whether people believe that citizens should be able to make public statements that are offensive to minority groups, or whether the government should be able to prevent people from saying these things. 4 out of 10 millennials, that's 40% of them, say the government should be able to prevent people from publicly making statements that are offensive to minority groups, while 58% said such speech is okay.
Is a completely different than.
But they're summarizing the.
Yes, I know. This is a
response was that people should government should be able to prevent people from saying those things, or that people should be able to say those things publicly.
Well, I think that as much as reprehensible as it might sound or whatever, it's obviously if you don't protect unpopular speech, there's no particular reason to protect popular speech.
Right, and that's the whole idea behind freedom of speech. I myself am uncomfortable with this particular brand of speech. I don't much care for it being on my radio show and people call in about it, but at least we're here, we can call them out and, you know, make fun of them or whatever. But you don't have to allow that speech when you have private property. But this isn't about private property. This is about in public, which, of course, is the idea of public property, where free speech is purportedly protected. The freedom of speech only protects speech on public property. It protects speech in the public square, in public circumstances. It does not protect speech on private property. So when someone says the F word on Free Talk Live, we hit the dump button. Not because I'm against profanity, but because our radio stations don't appreciate it. It could put their licenses in jeopardy. But more than that, even if there weren't government licenses for radio, it would still likely jeopardize their relationships with their advertisers, for instance. So Likely it wouldn't be allowed even if there were no FCC. So, you know, that's a private property rule, but it doesn't mean that we're against free speech. We are in favor of free speech because it is the unpopular speech that needs to be protected, even the stuff that is despicable. And it seems like 4 out of 10 millennials don't understand that. When you do a further breakdown on this, it's actually the older generations who understand this better. 12% of the silent generation, people ages 70 to 87, say that the government should prevent people from saying these offensive things. 24% of baby boomers age 50.
I just wonder how many of the old people are the ones saying the offensive racial stuff.
Yeah, I don't know. 51 baby boomers age 51 to 69, 24% of them say government should be able to prevent it. And Gen Xers at 27%, Gen X age 35 to 50. So it's the millennials with the largest number that, they don't get it on this issue. Now, why is this? Is it because the government, again, is doing a poor job of educating young people about their rights? What are the reasons for this? Even though a larger share of millennials favor allowing offensive speech against the minorities, the 40% who oppose it is striking, given that only a quarter of Gen Xers, and then they compare the rest. Compared with people we surveyed in dozens of nations, Americans as a whole are less likely to favor the government being able to prevent speech of any kind.
Well, there are plenty of nations that have sort of hate crime rules.
Sure.
More so than the United States does. So, and they don't quantify free speech in the same way that the United States does. As we had Tom Mullen on earlier, 200 years ago, the philosophies of liberty were stronger. Now you read through the UN document on human rights or whatever, and you're going to find there's all kinds of rights that are just sort of created out of thin air hold another person an obligation for your rights. Freedom of speech comes from the inside. You have the right to say what you want to say because you own your vocal cords. Now, obviously, you have to be able to, it has to be an appropriate place, town square, on your own property, places like that. But ultimately, yeah, you should be able to say what you want and bear the consequences of what you say. You go out to town square and you talk about how a particular minority group is, a bunch of dum-dums or criminal behavior or whatever it is that you say about them, It could go poorly for you, and I shan't shed a tear.
Let's go to your calls and thoughts. Reverend Dan Wigg, calling from New Hampshire. It's Free Talk Live. Hello? Reverend Dan Wigg. Going once. Going twice. We'll put Dan on hold. Maybe he's in a bad cell. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. More from the study. The global survey found that a majority of Americans say people should be able to say offensive things about minority groups publicly. Two-thirds of Americans say this, compared with a median of 35% among 38 nations that they polled. So around the globe, only about a third, median, meaning that half of the nations scored higher and half scored lower. The 35%, that's pretty poor. There's not a lot of belief in freedom of speech elsewhere. So, America still rises to the top on that particular scale, which is a good thing. But is that changing for the future with the millennials not really getting it about freedom of speech? Are they going to learn over time, or is this going to continue on, this trend of 4 out of 10 of them that are opposing the freedom of speech?
I hope that they will figure it out, because this is a really simple way to look at it. You don't need speech protected for popular speech. It's only unpopular speech that needs protection. That's obvious to anyone who spends any time thinking about it. Look, there's certainly some speech that's more reprehensible than other speech. But ultimately, ideas have to fly or fail on their own merit. If they don't, then those ideas will gain strength. If you attempt to quash an idea rather than destroy that idea with more ideas, that idea is going to gain strength. It's going to get bigger stronger because, well, why are you trying to keep it down? Well, there you go.
Like that's Obi-Wan Kenobi in Star Wars.
It'll keep coming back, except it's usually an evil Obi-Wan Kenobi.
In the U.S., the findings, do show a racial divide, with non-whites more likely to support government prevention of such speech than non-Hispanic whites. At 23%, so 38% of non-whites more likely to support government prevention than non-Hispanic whites at 23%.
They have decided at some point in the relatively recent past to start distinguishing between white people and non-Hispanic white people. So, for instance, Cubans, often get identified as Hispanic whites, if that makes sense to you, or, you know, that sort of thing. Hispanic simply means a person from a place where they speak Spanish.
Let's go to Mr. Statesman calling from New Hampshire. You're on Free Talk Live. Mr. Statesman.
Hello. I have a question. Why will we ever need to speak out against the government?
Boy, is that a serious question?
Well, because the government started by speaking out against the government.
No. Our government is our friend. We would never need to say anything wrong about them.
Wasn't King George our friend, too?
From North Korea.
Wasn't our government our friend when King George was the government?
No. They were the evil government. Our government's great now.
This is the good government. We now have the good government.
Yeah, we're on the good team.
What would make you believe that this government was actually, in point of fact, not good, but is indeed evil?
What could Washington D.C. do that would possibly make them?
Absolutely nothing. They do nothing wrong.
Right. Hence your name, Mr. Statesman, right? Yeah. Hey, thanks for the call. Yeah. We are out of time for you tonight, but you can join us tomorrow night if you didn't get your thoughts and your call in here. We do it 7 nights a week, live 7 to 10 at night Eastern Time, online at freetalklive.com, on over 160 radio stations from coast to coast. If you support the show, then do it for $5 a month or Bitcoin equivalent with the Free Talk Live AMP program. Don't forget to go to amp.freetalklive.com. And exercise your freedom of speech, because if you don't exercise your rights, you won't have them.
As a pioneer of the e-commerce movement, Overstock.com is proud to be the first major retailer to accept Bitcoin. Overstock was the first because Patrick Byrne, Overstock CEO and founder, firmly believes in personal freedom and cryptocurrency. Over the past 16 years, Overstock has furnished over 18 million homes with a diverse line of products to suit everyone's unique styles and preferences. Support Overstock and freedom of choice while enjoying free shipping on orders of 0.211 Bitcoin or more.
Dr. Ngozi Obi is an emerging American author of Nigerian descent who's published two novels with an inspirational message. A third is in the works. Her first novel, Love's Destiny, follows Naira, a somewhat naive young woman, in a gripping tale of love lost and found. Her second novel, When Dreams and Visions Collide, follows Fern and friends as they discover what it takes to realize a dream and the true meaning of unconditional love. Dr. Obi's books are available where books are sold and ladyofdestiny.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.